From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 6th day of January 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our region, including Columbia, Greene, Albany, Dutchess, Rensselaer, and Ulster counties for today. Wind chill readings may drop to less than minus 15 or minus 20 late on Monday night. The cold weather temperatures may continue through Wednesday morning. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting rain before 2 p.m. Temperatures will be rising to near 44 degrees, then falling to around 31 degrees during the remainder of the day. The chance of precipitation for today is 90%. For Monday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 6 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 6 degrees. It will be breezy with a west wind at 13 to 20 miles an hour and gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. We'll run down the weather for the next 3 days in a moment. But first, here is the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news between January 3rd and January 6th. Arthur Cassano and Adam Clayton reported in the Register-Star that nearly 500 National Grid customers in Claverick went without power for more than 5 hours after a transformer exploded at approximately 4:30 p.m. on Friday, January the 3rd. Town Supervisor Clifford Weigelt told the paper that a new transformer was installed shortly after 10 p.m. The A.B. Shaw Fire Company on Route 23 was opened as a warming shelter during the outage. Melanie Lekosevic reported in the Daily Mail that a new era has begun in Coxsackie Town Government. For the first time in 8 years, a Republican is at the helm of the Coxsackie Town Council. Newly elected Town Supervisor Rick Hans took the oath of office last week, replacing Democrat Alex Betke, who chose not to seek re-election. Hahn said he looks to lead the town by consensus and by working with his fellow council members. Hahn told the paper, and I quote, "I'm not a person who likes to work by committee, because a committee to build a horse designs a camel. I want to build consensus amongst the board. We have a lot of different talents on this board, and we should take advantage of that," end quote. Jordan Carlino Evangelist reported in the Times Union that Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin all but shut the door on a run for governor last week, saying he has concluded that he could not raise enough money to credibly challenge incumbent Democrat Andrew M. Cuomo. McLaughlin, who was first elected in 2010 and has become a vocal critic of Cuomo, said it appears to him that the GOP establishment is coalescing behind Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino. Republican McLaughlin represents northeastern Columbia County and most of Rensselaer County in the 107th Assembly District. Joe Gentile reported in the Register-Star that the Philmont Public Library has again received national recognition from the Library Journal as one of the 263 star libraries of 2013. Library Director Karen Garofolo told the paper that since 2009, the Philmont Public Library has appeared on the Journal's Star Library Constellation no fewer than 6 times. The library received the Journal's 5-star designation in 2010. Libraries are scored based on the number of recorded library visits, program attendance, circulation data, and internet use per library patron. Other libraries within the Mid-Hudson Library System recognized by the Journal include the Wyndham Public Library, the Tivoli Free Library, and the Red Hook Public Library. In our final story, Rick Carlin reported in the Capital Confidential that an appeal has been filed to the ruling last week that upheld most of the New York SAFE Act. Plaintiffs in that case include the State Rifle and Pistol Association. The case now goes to the federal appeals level. In the decision delivered last week, U.S. District Court Judge William M. Scrutiny said the year-old law passed constitutional muster with one notable exception. He knocked down the 7-round limit for gun magazines. As for the weather, it's quite warm right now, but the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area, stating that wind chill readings may drop to less than minus 15 or minus 20 degrees late Monday night. The cold temperature may continue through Wednesday morning. For the day, the National Weather Service is predicting an end to the rain in the morning, and then temperatures rising to near 44 degrees, then falling to around 31 during the remainder of the day. The chance of precipitation is 90%. For Monday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 6 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 6 degrees. It will be breezy with a west wind at 13 to 20 miles an hour and gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. The forecast for the next 3 days on Tuesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 11 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 13. It will be breezy with a west wind at 16 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 32 miles an hour. But Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 1 degree. The wind chill value will be as low as minus 14. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 21 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 8 degrees. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. The sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m. and will set at 4:39 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 6th day of January 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.